Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll cover the topics that you want to talk about, from hobbies to relationships to peer pressure. It's all about living life as a Supergirl, right here on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here are your hosts.
Thank you, and welcome to the program, Supergirl Guide, the radio show, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And today we will be talking about Stand Up Supergirl. So how are you, Rinsley?
I'm great. How about you, Callie?
I'm good.
Good.
Yay.
So, do you remember what power word you chose for yourself last week?
Yeah. Last week, I chose for myself joyful. And this week, I was joyful by just being happy and positive and looking on the bright side and just being happy and joyful.
Yeah. Last week, I chose determined for myself. And I was determined by trying my hardest at everything and practicing and doing homework.
Yeah.
Because there was homework. And then, yeah, just learning dance moves and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't dance.
But, I kind of agree. We'll see, but I really don't think
so. I was really determined to learn everything and finish everything. And yeah.
Yeah.
So last week, I chose positive for you. How are you positive this week?
This week, I was positive because something this week happened, and I was kind of bummed out because I didn't get to do something that I was really, really looking forward to. But I just decided to be happy anyways and just say, you know what, I can do it again next week, and it's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm positive in that sense. So last week, I chose for you wonderful. How are you wonderful?
Wonderful. I like that power. I guess I was wonderful this week by being myself, because I am wonderful. I was always myself, and
Callie,
I didn't
that's
let
wonderful enough, you know.
I didn't let anyone get to me.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, they try, but they fail. So this week, the power word I choose for you is strong. How can you be strong this week?
Physically or mentally?
Mentally.
Okay. Because I can just lift some weights and I'll be strong enough. But mentally, I think I can be strong by not moving when people tell me to, like, change my morals and just stand up for what I believe in and stay strong and don't let what anybody says get to me.
And yeah.
So, yeah.
Powerful, Rinsley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The word I chose for you this week was empowered. How can you be empowered this week?
I can be empowered by being very independent and always working very hard on everything I do and just thinking for myself instead of what other people are thinking and just kind of, not listen to what they say.
That's really good.
Unless it's a teacher, then I have to listen to what
they
say.
Yeah, then you have to listen. And you have to listen to your mom, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
One time I was babysitting this kid and I'm like, hey, you need to take the costume off so you can go eat your food. You're not the boss of me. I'm like, yes,
little kids are so cute.
I was like, I am the boss of you. I'm pretty, yeah. Yeah, he was a tough one to get. You know.
Kids are like that, but they're so cute. Mm-hmm. The word I chose for myself this week is brave. And I think I can be brave by just not letting any fears get to me no matter what. Or just like I always say trying my hardest for everything, you know. Because like, I guess they all relate to that kind of. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. And this week I chose for myself motivated. And I can be motivated just by working hard and just doing my best in everything and just looking at the outcome and just thinking, well, you know what? I can work hard at making this pizza because I know that this pizza is going to turn out good. So I just got to work hard. If I don't work hard, then it's not going to come out that good. And yeah, so that's just my little metaphor of the day.
Awesome.
Just like last week. There's a lollipop in your pocket. No, that's so dumb. So
I like
lollipops.
Okay. So what do you think is a time that you stood up for something that you believed was right?
A time that I stood up for what I believed was right was I was sitting on this bus, like on a bus, on my bus, sitting next to this kid, and he was cussing and not using good language, and I asked him to stop because it was making me uncomfortable and I didn't agree with it. And he stopped and apologized, and yeah.
Yay. People don't usually do that to me. I don't know why. I'm like, I got lucky. Can you stop cussing? They're like, hey, you're not the boss of me. And no.
I'm just going to put my headphones in and not listen.
Okay, bye.
I know. You just asked me that. Yeah. Have you ever, like, had a time where someone stood up for you?
Yeah, actually. Like, sometimes I get a little afraid, I don't know, to say what I think because I think other people won't like it. But me and my friend, we both thought something was happening that was up, that like someone was kind of just listening to other people and not what we had input on.
Yeah.
So I was kind of afraid to say my ideas, but she said, hey, well, Callie and I thought, and it actually turned out that we had a good idea and it actually worked out. Yeah. So yeah.
I like that it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Why is it important that we don't let others pressure us into, like, making bad choices?
Because we should, like, always do what's right, no matter what anybody says. So whatever's right to you, maybe if someone says, you should go and, like, I don't know. There's just so many ways to say it. I don't really have an example for that. But, I mean, there's just... You just have to stand up for what you believe in, because no matter what anybody says, what matters is what you think in the end, because it's your life, it's your decision, and it's your choice.
100% agreed. Rinse is very powerful today. Like, your life, your choice. You agree to it. So have you ever had an opinion on something that you are really afraid to say? Afraid to state it?
I've never had an opinion. A thing like that, because I'm just so outspoken that if I don't agree with something, I will tell you, and I am not afraid to tell you because I'm just got my own opinion and I will let you know.
See, that's good. How are you so, like, brave to do that?
I don't know. I just do it
naturally.
I don't know.
I just do it because I'm right.
I just do it, you know? Like,
So why do you think girls agree to do something quote, cool, even if they don't agree with it? Because I know I've seen other girls do that. Like, I can tell that they don't agree with something, but they don't really say it because why?
It's peer pressure. It's just friends. The only reason anybody would do something that they don't want to do is because of their friends, you know? Like, hey, let's go watch this movie. And it might be, like, rated R. It's a bad movie, you know?
And or maybe normally, you're just afraid of Finding Nemo.
Normally, this person might be really, really not, like, she would never, ever, 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 ever watch, like, a rated R movie. But her friends are like, hey, let's go watch this movie. It'd be so cool. Let's just go do it. And her friends peer pressure her into doing it. It's not because she wants to, but she wants to, you know, not look bad in front of her friends, which I totally understand. But at the same time, you have to just, like, do what you think is right no matter what. And I know it's really hard because I've been in situations where I did something that I probably shouldn't have done because of my friends. And it's really important that you just stay true to what you believe in and don't let anybody else influence your decisions.
Exactly, because I know there's been a few times where I see a bunch of girls, like, one of them would come up to me and say, like, earlier, hey, make up something. I really like chocolate chip cookies.
That might not like chocolate chip cookies.
And then she'll say that to me, and then, like, later in maybe class or something when a bunch of people are talking about snickerdoodle cookies, she'll say, I don't like chocolate chip. What are you talking about? I like snickerdoodle. I don't know. I don't think anything like that would actually happen.
But I know what you mean. I've seen that quite a few times.
Because it kind of happens where, like, they're kind of too afraid to say what they believe in because they're afraid other people will say, you're weird. I'm like, I don't like chocolate chip. You're crazy. Yeah. Just because they're afraid of what other people will think. And I think that's kind of a big problem when you are afraid of what other people think to the extent where you don't have your own mind and you kind of just follow along what other people do because you think it's, like, normal. But honestly, everyone thinks, oh, you're normal if you're going to do, like, what everyone else does. But if you did something else, you're crazy. I'm like, I'd rather be crazy than be someone else's clone and do whatever they do and stuff. Because honestly, if you don't have your own brain or like mind or your own opinion on things, you're never going to really have your own person. You're always going to be like following another person or another group and just giving in to what they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. That's 100% agreed.
There's a bunch of girls, I've seen a few guys do it. I don't know. It's like football or something. Yeah. But I can definitely see a bunch of girls doing that kind of thing just to impress each other.
Yeah. So let's take a break. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And you're listening to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. We'll be right back.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids. Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at Voice America TRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, and welcome back to Supergirl's Guide, the radio show. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And let's continue our conversation about Stand Up Supergirl.
Yay.
So today we have a guest on the show, Nancy Ganis. She's honestly one of the most amazing people I've ever met. And she started the first dance team for the National Basketball Association. She brought the American method of cake and chocolate decorating and making to Australia and is chosen as an Outstanding Woman of America 3 times and is a National Director of Talent Team, produced 160 songs, owner of Clearview Cultural Center and Kimber Academy, created Gatewing to, sorry, I can't read my handwriting sometimes, to help people access their personal power and grieve productively, and has taken kids on tour around the world. So, Nancy, how are you today?
I'm just great.
That's an impressive bio.
And there's more. I just had to condense it. So, What is Talent Team? Can you describe that to us?
Sure. Talent Team Performing Arts is basically a complete education for kids to learn singing, dancing, and acting. But what sets us apart is that everything we do is family friendly. So the kids are modestly dressed, the music is all positive or fun and upbeat, and we would never do anything that doesn't promote light or goodness mm-hmm. or family friendly and fun.
And that is so great. I have just recently got with Talent Team, and I am loving it. It's the best thing ever. So anybody
who's looking so fun
for dancing and singing and a little bit of acting, just come on over and stuff, because it's just awesome. So when did you decide that you wanted to start Talent Team?
I actually wanted to do work with kids for a long time before I even started. I actually wrote my first play that we produced as a school when I was in fourth grade. And it was so unusual for a child to do something like that at that time that we actually were featured in a local newspaper.
So
then when I moved to Australia, which is where I started the first professional dance team for the National Basketball Association, it wasn't in America, it was in Australia, I kept thinking all the time as I was having my children that I wanted to do something for them. So it's really kind of been part of my thought process for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, that's cool. Really neat. So was it fun being a dance teacher at BYU?
It was. It was really amazing to be a dance teacher at BYU because I was actually a student at the same time.
Wow.
And so I didn't realize when I first went to BYU that I was taking my classes from all the heads of the dance department. And I was just a girl who loved to dance, and I was going to major in elementary ed and with a minor in dance. And they pretty much guided me, and I got hired to teach there my sophomore year. Wow. And then my husband and I were assigned to teach a dance class together, and that's how we met.
That's so cool. What kind of dance did you teach?
At BYU I taught folk dancing. So dances from all around the world. And my dad was the head of the international experiment in international living. So I grew up having people come from all over the world to my house.
So I've always loved their dance styles and stuff.
They didn't, but they taught me a love for culture.
Yeah.
And for different people and for different countries and that sort of thing. So however, I love, besides teaching folk dancing, I did ballet for lots of years, but I don't really teach that anymore. I was on point as well, but I enjoy teaching musical theater style most now because I like singing and dancing combined.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
So much fun. So what is something that you've learned through your experiences with Talent Team?
Oh, my goodness. I have learned that anybody can rise up and become more than they think they are if they're given an environment that's safe and that they have the right kind of encouragement. I've also realized that youth in particular, but not just youth, so adults as well, are deeply influenced by what they listen and watch. And so if you're not careful, you can get sucked into the negative aspect of the world or the dark side of the world. I'm from Vegas and I've seen lots of that. if you don't consciously choose to look for something better.
Yeah.
So what was your first ever production that you have been in?
Well, the one I wrote. Well, oh my goodness. I would have to say the one I wrote when I was in fourth grade was the first major production, and then I was in plays and productions ever since.
Yeah.
I've produced more than any sane person should. So
that's impressive.
Yeah.
So what was your very first children's performing group, and what was it called, and what did you perform?
Well, my first one that was my own was Talent Team Performing Arts. I taught other people's programs before that. And when I taught them, I realized that there were things missing. Like I wanted themes and I wanted harmony. I felt like the kids could do more than what most people expect that they can do. So I spent 3 years formulating Talent Team, and I taught it first in Moscow, Idaho. They call it Moscow, by the way, instead of Moscow, but Moscow, Idaho. And the University of Idaho is my first sponsor. And they were a little worried because nobody had ever been able to compete with festival dance. And we quickly became one of the biggest programs that they had through their community education program. And we grew to 80 kids, which for Moscow, Idaho is amazing. So we had people who lived actually closer to Spokane, Washington, that would drive to Moscow because our program was so well received.
Oh. Yeah, and so I know cool. that you have just amazing teachers just even now that teach and...
Mm-hmm.
Like and LaShawn people can does amazing.
She is amazing, and people. Yeah. The thing that people don't realize is that they can start their own talent team group wherever they live. So you know, in the past we were in 10 states, and mm-hmm. they can do it themselves. We give them all the materials. So we've come a long way since that first group.
Yeah, definitely. So, that's so cool.
Why should someone join Totality?
Totality is the audition group, and it came about after people had been in our group. And now Talent Team, instead of it being the kids' non-audition group, it's now become the parent name, so Talent Team Performing Arts. And now the non-audition kids are called Youth on Stage because we realized that we had to offer more things. Kids that stayed with us started to get really, really good, so we created Totality so that those kids who really want to get good at being a triple threat yeah. have a place to do so, because if you want a job or a career in the arts, the more skills you have, the more marketable you are. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do, is we teach them to have lots of skills.
Which is the group that I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. I just love it.
You mentioned you've been to like a bunch of places to bring your performers. What is your personal favorite place to bring your performers?
I can't say that I have a personal favorite because each country is so unique. How do you compare Australia to China, you know, or then to England and Ireland and Scotland? You can't. They're just so incredible, each one in and of themselves. And so I love people. I love different cultures. And I think they're all fabulous and they've all have, you know, or even like when I went to Peru, how do you compare the, even in Peru, the Amazon where I went and held an anaconda, or the Andes where you're there with the llamas and you're going into these cliffs and seeing, you know, I mean, how do you compare that? You can't.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. That's so cool.
And so can you give an example of a time you had to stand up for something you believe in?
You bet. When I was in elementary school and in junior high, I was in student council.
Me too.
And at that time, and I don't know how the kids are today, but they used to get together and have parties. Uh-huh. And so they invited me to come to a party, and it was a sleepover. And I didn't know, and in those days we didn't have cell phones, so it goes to show you how old I am, but we didn't have cell phones. And so I got to this person's house, and the parents weren't there. The high school siblings were there. And it was kind of late at night. It was really dark, so I was afraid to leave, because it would have been scary to walk home yeah. alone. And the teenage girls got out cigarettes, and mm-hmm. everybody started smoking, and they'd pass the cigarettes around in the circle. And when it got to me, I wouldn't smoke. And I was the only one. Everybody else that was in student council that was there, even girls who went to the same church as me, everyone smoked but me. And so then the other girls started giving me a really hard time, and even some of them yelling at me. And I just said a prayer in my heart, and I said, give me the strength, because I won't do it, and to endure the ridicule. And eventually the high school girls stood up, and they said, you know what? She is the smartest one in the whole group, and you know what? Leave her alone. We shouldn't have tried to force her to do something she didn't want to do.
Wow. That's so good that you did that, because I know it can be so hard when everyone else is, like, yelling at you to do it, especially, because, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. So... how can girls stand up for what they believe in?
The thing that you have to really identify, first of all, is knowing what you believe and why do you believe that. Because a lot of people believe things because the media has told them that, because they watch movies or they watch news things, or other kids say something and so they say, yeah, that sounds good. Well, you need to be, first of all, smart enough to say, where is this coming from and why are they saying this and do I really believe that? And then after that, you have to understand that your personal power comes from knowing what you believe and standing by it, because the day will come, as people ridicule you, that they will not have the strength to do so, because your reputation will be such that you do stand up for what you believe.
Yeah, definitely agreed on that one, because the reputation can be like so powerful mm-hmm. on those kind of things. So speaking of powerful, wow, that transitioned very well. What is your Supergirl power word?
Mine would be courageous.
Why is that?
Because I'm not afraid to take a stand.
That's so awesome. Yeah, definitely.
So thank you so much for your time, Nancy. It was just wonderful talking
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, thank
really
you
awesome.
So much. Nice to meet you.
It was so fun to be here with you girls.
It was really great. So,
you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. Let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Winsley.
And we'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
We'll be right back.
for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
What does it mean to be a Supergirl? It's all about acceptance, respect, healthy relationships, and how to deal with peer pressure. It's all about real-life issues that girls face every day. Join your hosts as they talk about hobbies, friendships, dealing with bullies, and living life as a Supergirl. Be sure to tune in every week for Supergirl Guide, the radio show, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. With some support and knowing that you're not alone, it makes all the difference in the world.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl's Guide, the radio show. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And let's continue our conversation about Stand Up Supergirl.
Have you ever watched someone being bullied and not stood up for them?
You know, actually I have, and I feel really bad about it. Because there was this guy that, like, everyone was, like, calling him mean names and stuff. I didn't know why they were doing it. I'm sure there was, like, maybe beforehand that what I saw, and I didn't laugh along. I didn't do that. Trust me, I didn't do that. I didn't like it. Yeah, I just kind of walked past it, which I probably shouldn't have done. I maybe should have like brought him away from the situation, or maybe told them to stop, and like that's not true, or maybe give him a compliment. But I kind of just walked past, and I kind of felt really bad. Yeah. But have you ever?
Of course. I mean, I think everybody has, and I wish I had done something. There's been more than one occasion where I've had the chance to stand up for other people, but in this certain situation, I didn't. And I look back and I wish I'd said something. So now I always stand up for people because I've been bullied so much and I just wish someone would have stood up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just really important because, I mean, I hate it when people bully me, but I hate it even more when people bully other people. Because I just know how they feel, and I just can't even, like, it just hurts me so bad to see the way people treat other people, and it just...
Exactly.
It's not good.
Why is it important to stand up for others?
It's important to stand up for others because, I mean, just put yourself in their shoes. See what they're probably feeling. I mean, people, they're just like, you know, this person's hating on this person and just saying, like, you are the dirt under my feet. You don't know things. You're just lame. You're stupid. Just stop.
Lame.
You know?
I haven't heard that word in, like, a year.
Are you serious?
I seriously haven't heard that word
in,
like, a year.
It's like one of those moments.
Lame.
I know.
I don't know.
But, yeah, so you just have to stand up because, I mean, just put yourself in their shoes. Imagine someone was calling you stupid. And I know that when people call me stupid, I've talked about this before, it really, really just hurts. Really awful, especially for me. That's my one thing that I just can't deal with and stuff. And so I just can't imagine somebody... I just don't understand why people would do that to people. And also, you just have to, like, put yourself in their shoes. I mean, I've said this, like, three times and repeated myself. But, I mean, it's just you just got to stand up.
There's a little clapping action in there.
Up. Yeah.
So, again, these are questions from the Severson Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect. And you can purchase the Severson Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect on www.seversonsisters.org.
Oh, org.
And you can also get it on Amazon, I believe. Yeah. So another question from the workbook is, if you are running for president of your school, what rules would you make or change?
Well, I would make it no homework, like, ever, 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 ever.
Like, ever.
Ever. Except for my new school, because I actually kind of like doing homework there. I'm going to, like, this private school. It's actually, Nancy is the director of it and stuff, and it's awesome. I just love it. So I actually like doing homework. But I didn't used to, and if I was going to public school, I probably would still make that rule change. So, yes. So, how did you resolve your last argument? Just by apologizing and being a bigger person.
I remember the last argument I had was a bunch of people were like, I don't know. It was just kind of awkward because I was kind of in between it. Like, I wasn't like arguing. It's just like one group of my friends was fighting with another. And I was just, because like those are the people I hang out with. And I was just kind of together with one side. And then I'd be like looking at the other. And I'd be like, what's happening? And they're just fighting about like something stupid. I don't even remember what it was. And they're like, what does Callie think about it? And I'm like, ice cream? Yeah, I didn't say that though. But yeah. It was so awkward, and I just kind of, I'm like, bye. Because it was just like, I don't know. I kind of resolved by, they kind of realized what they were fighting over was one person said something about someone else. Yeah, there's a little voice thing in there. Mm-hmm. And they realized the person that said something to them, that the other people said something to them, it was a lie. Yeah. So they're like, oh, well, we're sorry. See you later. See you at the mall. Yeah. But I don't think that actually happened. But
I don't think
it's kind of, they kind of were just like, oh, that's not true. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So,
has anyone ever said something mean to you on the school, at school or on the bus? And if so, what was it, and did you stand up for yourself?
Well, I don't go on the bus. It smells.
Neither.
No, I'm kidding. But I live close enough to walk. But definitely at school, a lot of people have said mean things. Like, recently in the very first week of school, I was called a bad word.
Oh, no.
And, like, they didn't even know me.
The school?
Welcome to you.
At your new school?
Yeah. Just one person, though. Yeah, everyone else is nice, though.
I'm going to talk to that person. Like, you lay off of my little sister now.
Little sister.
You're my little sister now.
I'm like, why would you call me that? You don't know me. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, just go. But yeah. It's just, they can make judgment so quickly. Like, I don't even know why he called me that. He didn't even know me.
Girl, she didn't even know me. And she's just like, oh my gosh, I just hate her. She's so annoying. You've never even talked to me. How do you know that I'm annoying?
Do you know my name?
Yeah. No. Seriously. And like, she told my friend that too. She didn't even say it to my face. She's just like, oh my gosh, you know Brinsley? Oh my gosh, she's so annoying.
Like, I know.
I never even talked to you. I don't even know you.
Exactly.
I didn't even know she existed until she said that. And I was just like, huh. But yeah, so my example was that a girl said that I was ugly, and I said that she had no right to treat someone like that because you can't judge someone on their looks, because it's just, you can't. I mean, it's that person's born that way. They can't help the way they look, but the only way you can judge someone is on their personality. And even then, you don't have the right, because you don't know their circumstances. You don't know their family life. You don't know anything, because really, you think you know. Like, I think that I know Ariana Grande, but I don't know her. I don't know her personally. Like, you watch all these things like
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande,
she's
whatever.
She's so cute.
I love her too. But she's like, people like watch YouTube videos about her, you know, like that. And then they think that they know her so good. And this could be true to anybody, really. You think you know her, but you don't know her. You don't know anything about her, really. You just know the basics.
Exactly. And that's why I don't know. There are some celebrities that are like, you can't like judge them right away, but like, huh, okay, bye.
Yeah,
but
like, you think you're an expert, but you're not. You need to know her to be an expert on her.
I know, like, there are a few celebrities that I don't agree with, mm-hmm. like how they make their choices, but I don't like go around hating on them.
No,
because like of how they act, I just try to stay away from hearing about them or talking about them, because I don't want to like go all off like, yeah. But then again, you can also see some that are like, but if they haven't really shown you anything bad, then people are right away saying, oh, well, there must be something bad about her. And you, and or maybe they're saying, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with this person, but really in their personal life there might be. Yeah. So really it's not even celebrities. It can be anyone.
You judge anybody.
Exactly.
You don't know. Unless you're their mom, and even then, you still don't have a right to judge them.
I'm judging you.
Bye. Yeah, like, honey, I'm sorry, but I'm judging you. Yeah, I don't like it when people judge me.
I don't like those shoes. Right. Get out of my house. No.
Seriously. But I know moms like that. No, I don't. I hope there's no moms like that. If you have a mom like that, then you should probably get some help
new
from
mom.
A
no kidding.
Chiropractor.
Chiropractor? No. My mom's actually very...
I mean, it's psychiatrists. Are those people that sit there with the notebook and they're, like, writing things down or whatever.
Okay. But I know... My mom wouldn't kick me out of the house for wearing, like, a pair of jeans that didn't match my shirt, but she'd be like,
go change. Yeah.
You're not wearing the pink ones with that shirt. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. That's how my mom is. But,
Well, she wouldn't make me, but... She'd be like, but she would make me feel bad about it. She really need to change.
When I get home, because I don't try to wear anything inappropriate that my mom would say, go change. Mom's just like, wrong color. No, that pattern does not go. So, yeah, that's what kind of my mom. She doesn't like go crazy about those kind of things. But yeah.
Yeah. So, have you ever been in a situation where somebody just made you feel so uncomfortable that you just really just wanted to leave?
Uncomfortable, yes. Because, like, when people kind of make fun of you for your appearance, you're just standing there, like...
Yeah, you just want to,
like,
go ahead.
It's like, you have no clue what to say. Because mm-hmm. you can't say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have a tiny nose, or... I'm sorry I have braces. It's not my problem.
It's not my problem. But, oh my gosh, it's so funny. So the first like week I got braces, everybody was like, they were like, you have a lisp. And I was like, stop it.
So let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show.
Be right back.
When you're 12 years old, it seems as if nobody understands what you go through. You're not quite a teenager yet, but you're definitely not a little kid anymore. Tune in to Life at 12 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through 12 and on to 13 and beyond. It's a tough point in your life right now. Get the advice you need on Life at 12, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue our conversation about stand-up Supergirl.
Yeah. So...
These are questions from girls around the community.
Yeah. Forgot to say that. So, one of the girls in my community asked, how did the radio show start?
Well,
you were here before me, so you probably
I heard it. I was in a workshop for friendship with one of my friends that I've known since like preschool. And her mom thought I would be like, she got an email from the same company saying about the tryouts for this show.
Did you try out too?
No, she didn't. She's not really her thing. But she said, this would be a super cool thing for Callie. I can just see her doing it. So my mom found out about it. I went and tried out. I talked with Maddie Rose on my little interview thing.
Who's that?
Maddie Rose. Picture out there. Yeah. Never mind. I know who she is.
and I struggled blank there.
I was on her show and she did me my interview and I got it. And then I needed to find someone to be my co-host. So when I was at Hot Pipes, my mom started talking to her mom. I'm like, who is this? And you're like, it's my daughter on stage. That was your mom. And I'm like, oh, she's so good. Yeah. Oh, she's so good. Okay. And then we kind of clicked in radio.
We clicked in
radio. And now we're here.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
so, yeah, that was a fun singing competition.
Yeah.
You did really good too.
Thank you. So a question I got is, have you made any new friends at school?
Me or you?
For both of us.
All right. Well, I have made new friends at school. I just recently changed to like this all new school. So I'm still with one friend that I've been with since sixth grade, but I have made a bunch of new friends and it has been so much fun and I've just had a blast with these girls. So it's been great. How about you?
I did. I didn't know anyone, but they're all like, that's the new girl. So I'm like, hi. Yeah. And then I started talking to a bunch of people in my classes and I have at least like two or three friends in each class. So I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So everyone's so much nicer here. So, you know, everyone's so cool.
Okay. This one's, do you like pizza?
No, I don't like pizza. I love pizza.
I love pizza.
I'm boring. I like cheese. So
I love me some pizza. I like me to have some everything on it pizza. I like to have some pepperoni pizza. I like Hawaiian pizza. I like dessert. Have you ever had a dessert pizza?
Yes, I have.
I like dessert pizzas. I like all kinds of pizzas. I could eat pizza all day and I could have pizza forever. Yeah, that's how much I like pizza.
Okay.
So yeah.
I like pizza. Yes, we like pizza. A question I got is, do you think celebrities are good at being role models for girls today?
No.
Except Why is
for
that?
Swifty.
There are a few that are.
Some are pretty good, but most of them are just no.
Because, you know, some of them are like make bad choices and like that's what they show. Like
they make it look all glamorous.
I know. They make bad choices and they kind of show that to the audience. And I don't think that's a good idea. Like, you shouldn't make bad choices no matter what. But if you're, like, big and there are people watching.
You influence people's decisions.
Exactly. I don't think it's a very good idea. But there are other celebrities that are, that they probably make bad decisions. Everyone does. But they try not to show other people in, like, everyone watching them what the bad things to do. They try to show them what is good to do, like being nice to like reporters and not saying, hey, get me coffee. I don't know where I got that. Water sparkling, citrus flavored,
room temperature, not cold. How many times have we been over this, Gerald?
It's my grandpa's name.
Really?
Yeah. But it's so funny. But if you're in the limelight and you are setting examples for young girls or like a bunch of, if you're setting an example for someone, it's best to try your hardest to be a good person and not like show, like some people in the spotlight do that and others don't make the best choices. But so I think I'm half and half on that one.
Yeah,
totally. So another question I have is, why am I cyberbullied online so much, but the girls that are mean to me on the internet act normal towards me at school?
Well, I saw like something, a study on this, actually. I'm going to become all professional for a second.
I saw a study on this.
But, and so what I saw is that there was like kids are more brave when they're not looking at you. You know what I mean? Like, they seem to feel like they have protection over the internet. So they don't see your face. And so they're okay with typing mean things like, you're such a brat. You're so conceited. When at school, you're my best friend. I just love you, you know? But what really comes out on the internet is their true colors. Try to stay away from the girls that do that.
I actually know, like, I've seen this happen. This hasn't happened to me, but it happened to one of my friends. Like, they were calling her all these mean names on the internet, but like at school they just kind of walked past her like nothing, not like I don't like you, and like they were on the internet, they weren't like that in person. They were just kind of like like it. Yeah, they were all just like, I don't know, just normal. They weren't mean or extra nice. But I think it's because, like you said, they think they have more protection over a computer screen or a phone screen because they're not actually saying it to your face. They think it's not bullying because they're not saying it to you directly. But actually, sometimes it can be worse over the internet because if, like, it's on, like, your Facebook wall or, like, on an Instagram comment, you can always go over it when you're looking at that picture and see, oh, that's what they said to me. And you can see it over and over again. And the best thing to do when that kind of thing happens, definitely report the comment. Or, like, if it's one of theirs, just try to block them and block what their posts are and, like, unfriend them. Yeah, I wouldn't stay friends with someone that was like that. But the best thing to do is block them so they can't do it anymore. Because once you block them, they can definitely stop. They can still think that about you or maybe say it, but they can never let you see it. Because, like, you're blocking their posts.
I would rather not, like, see. If somebody's bullying me, I'd rather not let, like, know that they're bullying me.
Yeah, it still scares me when people do things.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'd rather be happy than worry about someone all the time.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about a next question that I have. What's the worst time that you've been bullied? Like, who was the worst bully to you, and how did you overcome it?
Well, when I first started my singing career, when I first started singing, like, professionally, kind of, it was when I was going to try out for the Diamondbacks.
Oh, no.
And,
I know this story.
I went with a girl. We were friends, and, like, I wasn't expecting to make it. I was kind of just going to cheer her on. Maybe, I liked singing, too. I'll try out. Sure, fun. And I ended up making it, and she didn't, and it was her second time, I think, trying. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. They'll probably still call you. I mean, they took forever to call me, like 5 months. No, it was less than 5 months.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they'll probably still call you. She's like, yeah, they probably will. And I'm like, I haven't seen this part of you before. All right. Okay. So something started kind of a little awkwardly. And, like, she was kind of being a little conceited. But then what happened is, as, like, a bunch of time passed by, she realized she wasn't getting a call. And she started saying, like, to other people, Callie should die. She's so ugly. Ugh, I hate her. She's a complete blank word. Oh. Yeah, like, I'm like, wait. We were, like, friends. Amazing. And then she seriously said once, she said it to me, too, like, you should just die. Just go kill yourself. I'm like,
oh my gosh, that's awful.
Yeah, it was sad, but I kind of overcame it by, on that day, I kind of just thought about, when I was singing, I kind of just thought about all the things that I've done that she hasn't stopped me from. And, like, even her parents were bullying me. Like, her dad said, oh, don't worry, she's going to choke. She'll suck anyways. I'm like, you're supposed to be setting a good example for your child to follow as a person. And I think that's a big mistake that parents make these days, because if they badmouth, like, people they work with or, like, one of your friend's mom, like, if they, like, say, oh, she's so obnoxious, then, like, they're obviously setting an example for their kid to do the exact same thing, like saying, oh, she's annoying, or oh, I don't like her because she did this, or because I think it's the best to, if parents definitely need to set a good example for their kids and not show them what they're not supposed to do, which is, I think, a big problem
nowadays. Yeah.
So this week, my promise card is, I promise to recognize one thing about myself that makes me a super girl this week.
This week, I promise to just always look on the bright side and not be ungrateful or upset.
Cool promise. Yeah.
So.
So thanks so much for joining us. You've been listening to Super Girl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
This show is produced by KidStar for Voice America Kids Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and we'll be with you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening in on our great conversation this week. Please tune in to Super Girl Guide, the radio show. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. From our super girls to you, have a super week.